WGXC. Let me do the first, very first station ID. You are tuned to WGXC 90.7, servicing Accra, Catskill, and Hudson, Columbia, and Greene County. Woo!
Find out where the music takes you on the next Deep Threes when RHA gets together in the south of France for an improvised reunion, plus guitar riffs for a new space age from Cosmic Letdown, and a stop in Prohibition-era Chicago with Brian Carpenter. Deep Threes, music beyond boundaries for a digital world.
Tune in to Deep Threes after the noon news on Monday at WGXC 90.7 FM.
We also have the honor of making two big announcements at this time.
Yes.
Very exciting. The final work is now being done on the solar panels on the roof at Wave Farm to make WGXC a solar-powered radio station.
That's incredible. That is really quite an achievement.
That's a huge, huge achievement.
Amen. Yes.
Leading the world with solar-powered radio. And number two, the Android version of the WGXC app will be working soon. It should be available sometime in March for free in the App Store, just like the Mac version or the Apple version. And also just want to remind everybody who is listening, especially, that our winter pledge drive is coming up from March 6th through the 18th. So we can look forward to some of that extra special pledge drive programming that our show hosts put together.
Are you tired of your flying saucer always breaking down on your way to Mars?
Wish you could get more bang for your whoopee at the gas pump?
Well, here at Flying Saucer Mart, we have the perfect flying saucer for you.
It goes as fast as light. It comes in a variety of colors and only costs you 75 whoopee.
Come down to 375 Bionic Ave in Pluto City and fly home with a new used flying saucer today.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Heidi Nielsen of Long Island City, New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Noah Eckstein reports for Columbia Greene Media that activists from the Columbia County Sanctuary Movement nonprofit were among more than 1,000 workers, community members, and elected officials protesting in Albany March 23rd for funding of undocumented immigrants and self-employed workers in this year's state budget. Iridian Lucas Garcias, Excluded Workers Fund Regional Implementation Coordinator of the Columbia County Sanctuary Movement, said, and I quote, "The Excluded Workers Fund was life-changing for those who received it, but in upstate New York, too many were left out. It was heartbreaking to call community members to inform them that funds were closed and there would be no relief for them this year," end quote. The Excluded Workers Fund was created in last year's state budget, and 130,000 New Yorkers received $2.1 billion in benefits. But that's all gone, and unless state legislators re-up the program, those workers are out of luck. The state budget should be set up April 1st. And you can read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Spectrum News reports that legal retail sales of cannabis have begun in New York even before all the regulations are set. Native Americans have opened stores on Mohawk territory straddling the Canadian border and the Seneca territory in western New York. The Cayuga Nation has two stores in the Finger Lakes. William Roger Jock, a partner in Goodleaf Dispensary on the land the Mohawks call Aquascency, said, and I quote, "We've been stepped on for so long, and to have something like this happen, it's almost liberating," end quote. New York legalized recreational cannabis a year ago, but stores are not expected to be open for another year as no licenses have been issued. Ryan White, who is opening a store on Mohawk land, said, and I quote, "We know that there's a big market for cannabis. We see people as far as 50 miles away coming in. They come in for gas and for tobacco products, and we're going to be targeting them too," end quote. Read more about this story at Spectrum News. The Daily Freeman is reporting that New York's Department of Agriculture and Markets is shutting down all live fowl shows and exhibitions until further notice because of the highly pathogenic avian influenza. Commissioner Richard A. Ball issued an order March 25th because of the outbreak in 17 states. Ball said in a statement, and I quote, "Avian influenza is a very serious threat to all poultry and breeds of fowl and is continuing to spread in the United States. By banning fowl shows and exhibitions in New York until further notice, we are taking a common sense step to limit the commingling of birds to slow the spread of this disease in New York State and help keep our birds safe. Our poultry industry is a significant part of New York's agricultural industry, and steps like these are our best line of defense against the disease," end quote. Four flocks of birds in New York have tested positive for HPAI so far. Last month, a pheasant flock in Dutchess County and a backyard flock in Ulster County tested positive for HPAI. The ban may impact fair season later in the year. Animal health experts recommended poultry owners keep their birds away from wild ducks and geese and their droppings, and outdoor access for poultry should be limited at this time. You can read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend. And now, here is your WGXC weather update. Your forecast for the weekend. Well, on Saturday, a slight chance of rain and snow showers before 9 a.m. Then rain showers are likely. Some thunder is also possible. It will be mostly cloudy with a temperature high near 50 degrees. And Saturday night showers are likely mainly before 7 p.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a temperature low of around 31 degrees. And on Sunday, a slight chance of rain and snow showers before 11 a.m., then a slight chance of just rain showers after 11 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a temperature high near 40 degrees. And that is your weather update from WGXC, 90.7 FM, radio for open ears in Greene and Columbia counties.
WGXC underwriting support has been provided by Dedicated Presentation Solutions. Allow DPS to turn your audiovisual how do I's into here's how you can's. Visit dedicatedpresentation.com or call 845-475-8465 for more information. Dedicated Presentation Solutions, your audiovisual partner.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of John and Susan from Hudson. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about Creative Community Radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
You're tuned to Radio Art, creative transmissions, sound experiments, noise, and more on WGXC 90.7 FM Acre.
Number 10. domach. Wiem, że się rodzą i żyją, śmieją się albo się uśmiechają.
'22 new music from Matmos there. The song is called Cobra Wages Shuffle on the radio at WGXC 90.7.
Number nine. Thank you.
That was 2022 new music from Matthew Shipp on piano and Chad Fowler on saxophone. The song was called Chapter 4 on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM.
Number 8.
Here is 2022 new music from Finez. This song is called Sound Earth on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM.
number
7777777.
Next, we hear a 2022 release of Radio Art from Claire Rouse doing Hating It, her interpretation of the score of Salome Vogelin's track on the Paint Your Lips While Singing Your Favorite Pop Song 2022 album. Next, we hear new music and new radio art from 2022 from the Chicago band Honestly Same. Cellist Leah Cole plays the radio on this track. It's called Creative Activities from their 2022 album Audio Adults.
Thank you.
number
five.
Next, we hear brand new local music from the Field Knot. That is Columbia County-based poet Karen Schomer on vocals and Robert Lloyd providing the music on this song called Snow, a 2022 release.
On shapes. Circles next to circles. Triangles next to squares. This psychological experiment will determine if you're capable of happiness. I'm good at games, but I haven't yet received a reward. Colored flags, small like pennants, snap in February wind. I watch the cold, surviving paper lanterns, mistakenly left outside. Those shrubs could be forsythia. Question mark path leads across the field. Tiny V's and T's float lackadaisical, but not unbeautiful. Patterns inflict themselves. Mother, father, sister, brother, arranged as columns with a candle in between to nudge me away from the regularity that becomes a hiding place in everyday life.
Number
4 4 4 4 4 4 4.
Thank you.
juye sani na juya sani ke duwa udengi juye sani na juya alala jonne kunani juya ai kana juya mu wasikana wasolo galu juya jangle jangle
Rama is the name of the 2022 track there from Umari Sangari on the radio at WGXC.
Number
three.
Here is 2022 music from Lucretia Dalt. This is an album that is a soundtrack. It's called The Seed, to a movie by Lucretia Dalt. This track, Leonid's Temple, features a tape loop by Aaron Dillaway.
Number
two.
Lock all the windows and march up the stairs, and you're looking to me, but I'm so unprepared for it. Nothing's the same, and I swear that I'm haunted. It's not fair to you, and it's not what I wanted, but we cannot get better.
That was the 2022 single Back to the Radio from Porridge Radio on the radio at WGXC.
Number
one. Next, we have new music from Floating Points. This is the 2022 track Vocoder on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM. Vocoder from Floating Points on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM. Next, we hear from three legendary jazz performers, Peter Brotzman on reeds, Milford Grave on drums, and William Parker on bass. This is Sides C from their 2022 album, Historic Music, Past Tense Future.